Hello, my name is Paul Maddern, and I'm reading a poem called Pilgrimage. We were led to the fields where snow never melted, and followed the footprints of something like foxes. And we tried to ignore our history of hunger, and the birds, black as hunger, collecting on branches. And we followed the river whose source was unknown, and found by this river all things being eaten, things that had stopped to slake a great thirst, and because of this thirst were being dragged under. Then we came on a village that had never seen peace, and we found in this village its wide-eyed survivors. And were led to the hall where music once played, and where want of the music was the want of the children. And they asked us to sing them the songs of our people, and the things in the mountains they sang their response. And when we asked of the ocean, they pointed as one, and said that the ocean might only be reached if they led us to fields where snow never melted, and we followed the footprints of something like foxes. Pilgrimage is from a pamphlet published by Templar Poetry, and it's the title poem of that pamphlet. It started really as an exercise in writing very rhythmic lines. And the regularity of the rhythm, it seemed to me, lent itself to the idea of a journey, specifically an arduous, plodding journey, one that's, pushing on and pushing forward. And so it became this rather dystopian journey, really, that is revealed as a circular, possibly even an eternal journey. And I hope it might also be a comment on the state of the planet and the mess, really, that we're making of it, both in terms of the environment and the politics that seems to be ravaging everything at the moment.